Pulling Pigtails, written by Aria Lorendier and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel Sam fic. Summary. Sam and Gabe work at a daycare, along with Gabriel's younger brother, Cass. Sam's been teasing Gabe about his methods with the kids for years, even if they are wonderfully effective. Author's notes. This was a prompt from a lovely little Anon. Gabriel works at a kindergarten, and Sam is the head of this kindergarten. Gabriel is a little unorthodox, and some of his co-workers don't like that, but Sam does. Sam, who works at the daycare, is the adult. Dean and Sammy are two kids who attend the daycare. Shh! Don't care about continuity! Dean is 4.5, Sammy is 3, Michael and Lucifer are 4, and Lisa is 5. Also, this fic was literally just an excuse to have Gabriel shout, "Sugar honey iced tea," at the top of his lungs. When I was younger, I used to say that instead of swearing, and it never failed to get my family to burst out laughing. Gabriel watched Sam bend down next to Dean and admired the view for a moment. God, that man had a gorgeous ass. Thank God Sam wasn't single anymore. Now he could appreciate it openly when he wanted to.
Mr. Gabe?
Gabriel looked down at the tug to his shirt and crouched down to smile at Sammy, the younger brother of Dean, one of their troublemakers. Hey, kiddo, what can I do for you? Sammy looked around and bit down on his lip, pulling his bear closer.
I can't find Dean, Mr. Gabe.
Not a problem. Let's track him down, shall we? I bet he's just bothering Lisa again. Gabriel picked up Sam, smiling when the boy immediately snuggled into his chest.
Can I tell you a secret?
Gabriel grinned. Of course you can, kiddo. Sammy leaned closer and whispered, a little too loudly, making Gabriel grin.
Dean likes Lisa a lot, but she's mean to him,
Sammy said, pushing a thumb into his mouth. Gabriel thought about tugging the thumb away from the toddler and decided against it, after they found Dean. Gabriel looked around again and spotted Dean in a corner, glaring at a few of the other kids. There he is. He pointed Dean out to Sammy, and in a moment, the kid was wriggling out of his arms and racing towards Dean. In an instant, Sammy was in Dean's arms, babbling loudly, and Dean's face had cleared completely into a grin. Gabriel leaned against the wall and smiled. You have it bad for those two. Gabriel looked up at Sam and grinned. What can I say? I won't argue with that. Suddenly, a scuffle broke out in the play area. Gabriel looked at Sam. My turn to separate Lucy and Mike? Yep. Gabriel sighed and wandered over, kicking off his shoes outside the short fence before stepping over it. Wasn't worth accidentally stepping on little fingers or toes. He'd done that too many times to count already. Hey, you two, break it up. He bent down to pick Michael up, normally the more calm of the two, but Lucy, he refused to call the kid Lucifer. What parent did that to a child? Had apparently done something to set him off, because Mike was still wriggling and shouting and trying to get free. Lucy wasn't much better, picking up Legos to throw them at Michael. Lucy, stop that right this second, or you are going to be put in timeout for 15 minutes. It wasn't an idle threat, and Gabriel nodded when the kid immediately dropped the Lego in his hand. Now, what happened? Gabriel was surprised when Mike immediately started to tear up. He said he didn't love me no more. He looked down at Lucy, who was staring at his feet, his Spider-Man socks apparently fascinating. Why did he say that?
I don't know. He won't tell me.
Michael shouted, squirming in Gabriel's arms until he had to put the toddler down. Gabriel watched him run to the playhouse a few feet away before slamming the door shut behind him. He sank down to his knees in front of Lucifer. The kid still refused to meet his eyes. Gabriel thought about it a moment, then took a different track. Hey, Lucifer? The kid's eyes were on him in an instant, and they were red-rimmed and filled with tears. Why'd you tell Mike you didn't love him anymore? I know that isn't true. Lucifer's voice was nearly a whisper when he finally managed to answer, and it damn near broke Gabriel's heart. 'Cause boys don't tell other boys they love 'em, even if they're brothers.
I didn't mean to hurt Mike. He reached up to rub his eyes, and Gabriel only just barely managed to resist pulling him into a hug. The kid never responded well to that.
You know Mr. Cass is my brother, right, Lucy? Gabriel asked, waiting for the kid to give him a teary nod. I tell him I love him every day, and he tells me, too.
Lucifer's eyes went wide as saucers, and Gabriel smiled.
You do? Gabriel nodded.
Yeah, but we use a secret code so no one else knows what we're saying, except us. It's our secret. That way, no one ever knows what we really mean.
Lucifer's attention was riveted on him, and Gabriel thought about how to explain this and have it make sense.
You need to have that with Mike, and it can be anything you want.
He smiled and continued.
You've heard Mr. Cass call me an idiot, right?
Lucifer nodded again.
That's him saying he loves me. And when I call him stuck up, that's me saying it back. Only we know that. And now you. Can you keep our secret?
Gabriel grinned when the kid gave a frantic nod.
I think you need to go to apologize to Mike, and tell him you need to make up a secret code.
Yeah. Gabriel watched Lucifer head to the little plastic house, and it took only a minute or two of pleading for Michael to come out. He saw Lucifer apologize, and grinned at the huge hug he received seconds later from Michael.
There we go.
He turned and stepped on a stray Lego.
Agony lacing up from the arch of his foot. Sugar honey iced tea, he growled, watching Sam double over in laughter at his shout. Bastard. Fucking gorgeous bastard.
Gabriel was amazing to watch. Sam shook his head as he watched Gabriel settle the fight between Michael and Lucifer with only a few short words. In minutes, the boys were together again, thick as thieves. When Gabriel sauntered back over to him, he smiled.
All settled?
Yeah. Gabriel grinned up at Sam, reaching out to tug on the hair hanging by his ear, savoring the annoyed squawk that got him.
They're good now.
Sam rolled his eyes. What happened with Sammy earlier? He okay?
Totally fine. He couldn't find Dean and got scared.
Those two are too dependent on each other for their own good. Sam looked over at them, playing in the corner by themselves.
We should start trying to separate them more, make them play with the other kids. No way in hell!
Gabriel glanced around to make sure no kids were in the immediate vicinity.
You separate those two, and they're just going to cry and rage until we put them back together. Don't bother, they'll strike out on their own. It's only been a week.
Sam looked at the two boys and then over the play area again.
I'll give them another week. If they don't start making friends by then... I'll talk to Dean, Gabriel said, pushing his hands into his pockets. That kid will do anything and everything for Sam. You just have to propose it to him that way. Once Sam knows Dean is following, he'll run off on his own.
Sam fought down the urge to grin. Gabriel's ability to read children was really uncanny. If the man ever bothered to get a degree, he'd be a professor in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think you're right. Of course I'm right. Dean lives for that kid.
Gabriel smiled up at Sam. Sam glanced up at the clock over Gabriel's head.
I think it's time I went and got lunch started. Can you round up the kids in 20?
Gabriel gave Sam a salute, and then a smack on the ass when he turned around.
You got it, boss man.
Gabriel dashed across the playground, pulling Dean away from Lucifer and Michael. Dean was still fighting like hell to get free, his cheeks bright red and stained with tears.
Let me go, Miss Gabriel!
Dean shouted, squirming harder, kicking out at the teacher. He looked up and saw Sam carting away both Lucifer and Michael, heading inside. Cass was kneeling next to Sammy, looking at his scraped knee, and Anais was calling the rest of the kids away from the playground.
Okay, all quarters handled, and he could focus on Dean. Dean?
Dean stopped fighting, and hiccuped, more tears falling down his cheeks.
Yeah, Miss Gabriel? Come on, kid.
Gabriel set him down and held out his hand to Dean expectantly, waiting for him to take it before he led Dean over to one of the trees at the far end of the playground. He sat down on the grass and looked up at the tree. Did one of them hurt Sammy? Dean shook his head.
Oh, well, Michael pushed him, but that's 'cause Sammy tried to help, but he's too little, and...
Hey, it's okay, Gabriel interrupted. Sit down, Dean, he ordered, keeping his voice gentle. I'm not going to yell at you. You know I don't yell. He watched Dean tremble before sitting down in front of him, hot tears still coming fast and quick.
Did one of them hurt you?
This time the shake of the head wasn't so quick, but Dean's hands were still trembling. So, not entirely true then. Gabriel hummed and leaned back against the tree.
Mike said that he wanted to play with Sammy. Said he'd be gooder than me.
Dean rubbed his hand into his eyes. Gabriel looked at Dean. Better than me, he corrected, keeping his voice gentle.
Said at least that he knew how to talk white. That Sammy needed that more than me.
Tears gathered in Dean's eyes again.
I'm trying, Mr. Gabriel, I'm trying.
His heart broke for the kid. Every mispronunciation seemed to make Dean cry harder.
Dean, come here.
Gabriel patted the ground at his side. Dean took a minute, but crawled closer, then curled up on his side. Gabriel wrapped an arm around him and let Dean cry into his shirt.
Do you know what an accent is, Dean?
Gabriel said, combing his fingers through the boy's hair, soft and gentle. At the shake of his head, Gabriel smiled.
Depending on where you live, people talk different. I used to live in a town called Boston. They talk funny there. Very funny, Gabriel said, keeping up the gentle touches.
Will we?
Dean sniffed, wiping at his nose. Gabriel pulled out a pack of tissues in his pocket and offered it to Dean.
Yep, and different if you live in places like Texas or California or even in England.
They all sound different?
Dean asked, wiping at his nose.
Yeah, they do. Really different. Maybe during story time we can watch a movie on Mr. Sam's laptop.
Gabriel started rubbing Dean's back.
I really like that, Mr. Gabriel.
Gabriel smiled.
Then that's exactly what we'll do.
He glanced down at Dean and was pleased to see the tears had stopped, at least for now, and the redness was starting to fade from Dean's cheeks. Dean gave him a tentative smile and stood up, brushing off his jeans. Gabriel grinned at him as Dean started to walk back towards where Sam was struggling to get out of Cass's arms.
Dean?
Yeah?
Gabriel smiled and looked over at Cass.
Sammy is always going to need his big brother. Big brothers are forever.
Dean still looked doubtful, so he added,
Just ask Mr. Cass. I'm his big brother, and I always will be.
Dean chewed on his lip and nodded.
Okay.
Go make sure your brother's okay, Dean. He needs you.
Gabriel smiled as the words made Dean take off like a shot towards Cass. He stood up and brushed the dirt off his slacks.
One of these days I'm going to record a talk you have with these kids. You don't understand how amazing you are with them, Sam said, approaching Gabriel with a smile.
Gabriel shrugged.
I grew up with a lot of siblings. I can relate.
Sam laughed. Gabe, shut up and take the compliment.
Yes, sir. Gabriel saluted and winked at Sam. Careful, Mr. Gabriel, or I'm going to think you're pulling my pigtails. Oh, Mr. Sam, I'm always going to pull your pigtails. Got me my first date with you, as I recall. Sam grinned and glanced around the empty playground before leaning in to steal a kiss. Just wait until you have to have that conversation with Dean and Lisa. Gabriel groaned.
End.